Coming to you from the Big Island of Hawaii, it's the Songs and Stories Podcast. And now, here's your host, Steve Roby.
Aloha, this is Steve Roby from Big Island Music Magazine, West Hawaii today, backstage at the Kahilu Theater once again with Brother Nolan and Michael Paulo. Welcome, aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Tell me about this collaboration today. How did it come together? How did you guys meet?
Two Filipinos.
Figure out what we're going to do.
Actually, my guitar player, Fred Schroeders, who's been playing with Brother Nolan for years, mm-hmm. he kept telling me, you got to get together with Brother Nolan, you got to get together. And of course, I know about this legend over here for years. And so finally, I had an opportunity to do a show in Kauai, and I called him up and said, you want to come play with me? And we did early in the year, and it was great. So awesome that we're continuing the story now.
All right. So this is the second show together? Playing?
Third, right?
Third.
Because we did
third.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
My cousin, a lot of my recordings too.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. But you know, he's like the world traveler, right? So, mm-hmm. so you know, whenever we could catch him in town, and then I would snag him and say, hey, man, you want to blow on this? And he always used to tell me too, like, okay, I'm going to expect the unexpected from what he usually plays.
Yeah.
I push the envelope with him too, because I know he can do it.
So with the addition of a jazz saxophone to your contemporary Hawaiian music, how would you describe the sound? I mean, is it kind of a fusion thing going on? Or
well, what? I wouldn't even say it's, it's fusion.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't even say it's jazz.
Because, well, it's, you know, it's Hawaiian soul.
Yeah.
As, you know, I mean, Hawaii Brandon soul. Knows that he has a Hawaiian soul. And of course, you know, jazz is all about blues and soul.
Yeah.
You know, and so... You know, we intermingle great together, and you know, I just love the natural spirit of things, because that's kind of where I want to come from, music.
Sure.
Too. Yeah.
Tell me about today's show.
Well,
what do you got planned for the folks?
Synergy and energy.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you see me play, you see Michael play.
Sure.
Hey, we're both energetic guys.
Right.
Too, and we live passionately for the music, so I think, like, when we get together, like, even that time in Kauai, it's just like, just slam.
Yeah.
And we got such a you know, elite bunch of
tell me about
musicians.
Who's joining you on stage?
Well, I mean, Michael's, you know, when he plays with the elite too as well, and I've been fortunate enough to, you know, integrate with all these guys recording or, you know, other aspects of music. So mm-hmm. to put together a unit that is all stellar musicians in their own right is...
Well, of course, Fred Schroeder's on guitar. I mean, Fred's been living in California for years now, and he's played with so many great people up there, and he's in my band, regular band. He plays, been playing with me for the
great
last 35 years.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so Fred is a catalyst, and then of course we fortunate to bring in Daryl Williams on bass. Daryl's probably one of the hottest bass players in demand in California for all the jazz and smooth jazz guys. So he I said, you want to go to Hawaii? He said, yeah. So he's here playing bass.
Easy sell.
He's awesome. And of course, Michael Ruff, he's another music legend. You know,
he's a legend in his
own. Yeah, his own career is phenomenal. You know, all the songs he wrote and his solo career. So, and his daughter, Olivia, singing in background.
She's singing tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, Kalapana's drummer, Garen Poliahu,
right.
is here. So
right.
it's an all-star band.
And Michael and Olivia have been recording up there, new
nice.
Music, for a new project next
Great.
Year.
And I'm about to get pushed to the envelope playing.
Yes.
I'm going to play another
yes.
song for my brother.
Automatic over here. Yeah.
So your set list tonight, you've got a bit of 70s R&B in there. You got some War. You got some Donny Hathaway. Your tunes.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little bit of everything. I noticed when you were doing Pua Lane, you go from War's Get Down into Pua Lane. And I thought you were channeling a little bit of Louis Armstrong in there. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's swing. It's just straight ahead swing, you know?
Yeah.
Gritty
yeah.
blues swing, and it's cool.
Yeah. And it's fun too, because, you know, Michael's, you know, this is not our first rodeo, So we like to do some random, spontaneous, audible things too, and that's always fun to do.
Are you a fan of Louis Armstrong?
Especially when I was in college. Especially when I was in college, right? Study all the jazz guys.
Yeah.
Miles to Coltrane right now too.
You know, I on that note, my first award in high school was the Louis Armstrong Jazz Award that I got in high school. Yeah.
Wow. So Louis with us tonight. That's a good thing.
Louis.
Yeah. So are there any future plans for you guys to do an album? Are you going to do more shows together?
Well, he's been playing on my albums for years anyway.
Yeah.
But we'll take it as it comes, and, you know, I mean, future is tomorrow.
Definitely more shows. You know?
Future is tomorrow. The East Hawaii Jazz.
Yeah. Right. Oh, you gonna play there tomorrow too? Yeah.
Yeah. He's the headliner. So over here, Brother Nolan featured Michael Paulo. Over there is Michael Paulo featuring Brother Nolan.
Nice. Great.
And I want to do some stuff up in California too. You know?
Yeah.
I got shows I'm planning that I produce up there. I produce music series shows and stuff. So we're already talking about, I'm trying to bring Brandon to come and play.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Great. What's next year look like for you guys? More touring and everything? Things are going to get back to normal?
That's what we do.
I'm
that's
pretty busy. I also have a production company. We do, like I said, concerts. And
I mean, you just came back from London.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I have like 18 concerts. I'm already on the books for next year.
So, you know, and that's what's unique because he does what he does. I do what I do. Yeah. And I'm touring next year twice. So we just call it. You say, hey, can you fit this in? Yeah, of course.
Sweet.
Automatic because it feels good when we play too, you know.
Any thoughts before we go?
No, I just hopefully people tonight will have a great time. You know, it's nice to be back in corner, you know, playing for people.
And it's nice for me to bring these guys home too.
yeah, absolutely.
Just my brothers, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's like, you know.
Well, thank you so much for both of you for your time. Have a great show tonight. And aloha.
Aloha. Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Songs and Stories podcast. Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. We'll see you next week on Songs and Stories. Aloha.